Last spring, I was hanging out with my friend George Wares, and he asked me who the Central College football team was playing on September 24th. That was oddly specific for a date several months away, but we looked it up, and it turned out it was a bye week for the Dutch. Well, that works out well, he said. I'm getting inducted into the Pleasantville Hall of Fame, and I'd like it if you and Lindsay could come to the ceremony. First off, yes, absolutely. But secondly, I didn't have a clue that Pleasantville High School had a Hall of Fame. Turns out I wasn't too far out of the loop. The first class was inducted just last year. The banquet a few weeks ago was really well done, and afterwards I had a chance to visit with Trojan Activities Director and Hall of Fame Committee Chairman Joel Allman about how it all came together. He said they modeled it after Mount Air, who's had a Hall of Fame since 2015.
We had a teacher that was from there, and he was talking about how important it was to the community and the pride for the school and the community about their Hall of Fame. So when we were talking, we just thought we could do something like this at Pleasantville. And then it was important for us, just like at Mount Air, that it was not just an athletic Hall of Fame, that it was a Pleasantville Community School District Hall of Fame. So we are, you know, we're honoring people that graduated from here and did great things after high school, or they did great things in athletics or fine arts or other activities while at high school, or that have contributed back to our school district in great manner. So when we made this Hall of Fame, it's important that we made it not about just athletics, but about the school district in general.
Pleasantville's inaugural Hall of Fame class had seven individuals and one team inducted. Gladys Black from the class of 1926 was most known for her life's work in environmental preservation awareness. 1947 graduate Midge Brooks has been a source of help for numerous Pleasantville programs for more than 50 years. The 1954 track team won the Class C indoor state championship. 1954 grad Earl Wagner went on to win 43 feature events at the Knoxville Raceway and is a charter member of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame from 1979. Verl McGraw from the class of 1964 at Pleasantville was a four-sport athlete and a three-sport athlete at Simpson, where he went into their Hall of Fame in 1982. Basketball star Lloyd Thordberg from the class of 1966 is one of just 18 players in Iowa history with 1,500 points and 1,000 rebounds. Chris McCullough from the class of 1998 is another four-sport athlete, but really stood out in track, where he's one of just 50 boys to win three individual events in a single state track meet and was a three-time national champion in the 4x400 at Central College. And Chelsea Thomas, a 2008 Pleasantville grad, was a four-sport athlete and all-state in basketball and softball. She's one of the most decorated pitchers in the history of the University of Missouri, where she went into their Hall of Fame in 2018. This year's class, while only half as big, has quite the resume of its own. My buddy George didn't have much of an athletic career at Pleasantville, where he graduated in 1972, but he's the winningest coach in Division III softball history. Carla Horstman from the class of 1976 starred in basketball, where she scored the second most points in Trojan history, set the single season scoring record at Simpson, then played her final 2 years at Division I power Delta State. The other two inductees are why you're hearing this program right now as our Football Friday Night feature. Class of 1996 teammates Scott Corselman and Grant McGraw. Each of them earned 17 letters as four sports stars in baseball, basketball, track, and football, but it was on the gridiron where they shined brightest. They were each all-state selections in 1993, 94, and 95 as they led the golden era of Trojan football deep into the playoffs all 3 years. Corselman says it was the drive to be excellent that he remembers most.
The Dome was kind of where we were going, right, with goals of state championships and, you know, and being the best. That tradition of excellence that I talked about, you know, that was what was expected. And, you know, Coach Danks led us in that direction, and it was amazing, right? When you'd see 3,000-4,000 people around that football field, you know, at a little high school, a little 1A school, you know, you wanted to be part of that. You wanted to be under the lights. It meant everything. It was, you know, the hair on my back, neck still stands up, right, when you think about it.
The Trojans never did make it to the Unidome. They lost in the quarterfinals in 93, then made it to the semis in 1994 and 95. Only the championship games were played on the turf in Cedar Falls in those days, but what a three-year run it was, one that McGraw looks back at fondly.
One cool thing is all my buddies were here, and we've kind of been reflecting and talking about memories and all the games, and honestly just the success that we had. And, you know, one thing I'm proud of is that we're all still buddies. We still get together, we still hang out, and we're all friends and kind of reminisce. But, yeah, just probably the overall success that we had.
McGraw gives a lot of credit for that success to all of the coaches who were leading the way.
Coach Danks, Coach Corsman, even you go down to the junior high coaches that we had, Coach Harkin and Tom Adrian. I mean, those guys, and they've been here forever. And if you look at the success that every program through the 80s and 90s had, I think it's a direct correlation to the coaches we had.
It also helped to have studs like Corsman and McGraw. Corsman was named to the Des Moines Register Elite All-State Team his senior year and tabbed by USA Today as Iowa's High School Football Player of the Year. McGraw says that Corsman was ahead of his time at the quarterback position.
If we would have had a chance to play, and especially Scott, if we would have had a chance to play in maybe this era where they're throwing it 25 to 35 to 45 times a game, I mean, he would have been unbelievable. He was unbelievable, but just the numbers that he would have put up would have been tough to beat anywhere, in any conference, any country, anywhere. So, yeah, it's awesome to go in with him, and, you know, it's a great honor that we're still buddies and still friends, and, yeah, it's kind of fitting, I think.
McGraw was Corsman's go-to receiver, and he put up eye-popping numbers that still hold up to this day. When he graduated, McGraw held state records for most receptions, receiving yards, and touchdown receptions in a career. It took 20 years for his yardage record to be broken by Pella Christian's Levi Jungling, and McGraw still ranks second. He's been passed by 14 others in career receptions, but he's the only player in the top 25 not from this century. And he's still tied with Jungling for second place in touchdown receptions. The guy in first is on a $20 million contract in the NFL, Detroit's TJ Hockenson from Sheraton. Corsman couldn't think of anyone better than McGraw to have spent his high school career with.
We played sports, you know, all through from fourth grade all the way till we graduated. You look at our books and we're together and everything. But playing with him, one of the, you know, top 50 of all time, is unbelievable. You know, a teammate like that, right? So he was a great receiver. We had a great team to make that happen. But, yeah, having him, you know, being right there with me was amazing.
If it slipped by you there, I'll say it again. McGraw was voted as one of the top 50 players in Iowa high school football history, and he was named to the Des Moines Register's All-Century Team. After graduating from Pleasantville, both Corsman and McGraw went to Iowa State, and both left to transfer into the Iowa Conference, McGraw to Simpson and Corsman to Central. McGraw's numbers didn't quite translate, but his teams had great success.
Maybe should have done a little more due diligence there before he transferred right there, but as we didn't throw it a ton, but we had a really good career. My first year there, we ended up making the national semifinals, and then my second year there, what would have been my sophomore year, we were ranked number one in the country and ended up getting beat mid-season. But no, it was a good run, had a lot of friends, made a ton of, you know, and I still, same deal, still friends with a lot of those guys, so a lot of great memories.
And Corsman has a lot of great memories from his time at Central.
The Dutch experience was great. You know, going and being part of a team that would win, you know, 10, 11 games every year, playing the playoffs again. Some amazing teammates there. You know, getting to be part of that, throwing the opening touchdown pass against, you know, Simpson. Larry still reminds me of that. The miracle in the mud and Joe Ritzert running that touchdown. And you know, just everything was about the Central experience was great. And it's a great community and, you know, great school, great program.
And so is the program at Pleasantville, one now properly honored with two Hall of Fame classes. Allman encourages fans to check out the display next time you're at the high school.
On our way to the gym, on the left side is our Hall of Fame wall. And then on the other side is all our record boards. So we really have a neat display just with the history of Pleasantville. And I see kids reading them all the time. I see, you know, when visiting teams come to our gym, I see their spectators reading those things, you know. So it's just, once again, it's a pride thing for our school district and our community. And we want to celebrate the great history that we have at Pleasantville.
And to continue to share that history, Allman and his Hall of Fame committee need your help.
The way that we make this sustainable is we have nominations from people. And not only do we have nominations, but we need information about those nominations as well. The more information that we have, the easier it is for our committee then to have great discussions when we talk in the winter about the next class and who's going to be in it. It just gives us a lot of great information to kind of figure out who needs to be in that next class.
If you'd like to nominate someone, you can find a nomination form on the Pleasantville School District website. A big thanks to my friend George Wares for an invitation to this great event, and a sincere congratulations to the first two classes of the Pleasantville Hall of Fame. For KNIA KRLS Sports and Football Friday Night, I'm Trevor Castle.